today I want to talk about the good old days. You remember those good days when things were quite different than they are today? Well, all down through all generations, people have always referred to the good old days. Even in the book of Judges, we find a generation of people that spoke about the good old days. The sixth chapter of Judges takes place at a time when Israel was being robbed and raided by the Midianites. Things were bad for Israel. They were living in poverty. They'd plant a crop and the Midianites would come down and reap the harvest. And when things got at its worst, the angel of the Lord appeared unto Gideon, and he says, "The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor." And Gideon said unto him, "If the Lord be with us, why then is all of this befallen us? And where be all of his miracles, which our fathers told us of?" And then Gideon says, "But now the Lord has forsaken us." Gideon thought that the Lord had forsaken them. He said, "If God is with us, where is all of his miracles that our fathers told us about?" Does this not sound like many conversations we hear today? We hear about the old time gospel. We hear about the old time camp meetings when the Spirit of the Lord would swoop down upon the congregation and many hearts would be turned to God. We hear about great healings, great miracles. We hear of mothers praying the hailstorms away from their gardens. We hear of farmers praying the windstorms and tornadoes away from their fields. Where be the miracles of our God? If we are not careful, we'll spend our times thinking about what God used to do instead of knowing that God is with us today. He said, "In the last day, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh." Are we not living in the last day? Are we not living in the same time that God said he would pour out his Spirit upon all flesh? I know some of the pessimists tell us that things are getting worse and worse, but the Bible says that evil men would wax worse. God's people are waxing better. While they grow worse, God's people grow better. God's people are better today than they have ever been. Too often we hear these testimonies and conversations of the good old days. We speak of them as though that was the time of utopia. The illusion that the times were better then than they are now has prevailed all generations. Not only in the book of Judges do we find this, but we find it later on when God's chosen nation had been dispersed down to Babylon and when King Cyrus sent them back to rebuild the city, to rebuild the house of God. They came back. They rebuilt the walls of the city. They built themselves houses. And then they said, "The time is not come that the Lord's house should be built." Have you ever wondered why they felt this way? God wondered also, I believe. Therefore, he sent his prophet to ask them a question. Is it time for you to dwell in your sealed houses and this house go to waste? God said, consider your ways. You have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but you have not enough. You drink, but you're not filled with drink. You clothe yourselves, but there is none that's warm. And he that earneth wages puts it in a bag filled with holes. You look for much, and it came to little. When you brought it home, God said, I blew on it. You don't want God to blow on your prosperity. You don't want him to blow it to the four winds. And God asked the question, why? Why did you think I did this? Because of my house that is wasted, and you run every man to his own house. But I'm glad that God didn't leave them like that. The Bible says that the Lord stirred up the spirit of the people, and they came and did work in the house of the Lord. And when they did come to work on God's house, they laid the foundation. The Bible says that all the people shouted with a great praise because the foundation had been laid. But not all were shouting the victory. Not all thought that this was a wonderful thing. The Bible tells us that many of the priests and the Levites and the chiefs of the people, who were ancient men that had seen the first house, and when the foundation of this house was laid, they wept with a loud voice because they saw this house in its first glory. Then the prophet asked them, how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison as nothing? Those who had seen the house in its first glory thought little of this new house. They were thinking of the days gone by. This indicates that something was wrong somewhere. Those who constantly yearn for the dreams of days that are gone are the victims of an illusion. Actually, it's a trick of the devil to keep the people from enjoying the present. But God had a word for them. God told them that the glory of this house shall be greater than the glory of the former. In this place I will give peace, saith the Lord. Well, the old clock on the wall has caught up with me again. But let me remind you that time has a tendency to remove sorrow and pain from the memory and cause pleasure and happiness to shine even more brightly. The days which we remember with such pleasure were actually days just like these, filled with their share of sadness and pleasure. We are living in the good old days. We did not enjoy those days any more than we enjoy today. Instead of going back into the past to live, to dream and yearn for the good old days brings about discontent with our present day. To remember its lessons, maintain its victories, and build on its foundations are proper and good. This makes the past a tool for the present. The present is as good as we are. No days are in themselves either good or bad. They are exactly what we make them.